So this morning, let's open our Bibles to just substantiate all that I have done. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. We read verses 3 to 5. Partnership. Part, then na, and then ship. You are part of a company in fellowship. So Paul started by writing. The whole of the book of Philippians is actually about the book of partnership. Paul wrote, he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you, all with joy for your fellowship. This one used the word fellowship. Other translations like NIV, you read the word partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. So, partnership. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. God has a design for the gospel. The gospel is good news. The gospel is about Jesus Christ. He came, he died to save humanity. And then Jesus saved. So he saved, and then he reconciled. Through that, he reconciled us back to God. And then he also gave us the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling other men to God. So in the bid to do that, we carry the message of the gospel. And so no one is called alone. So the Lord gives the word, Psalm 68, verse 11, but great is the company that published it. The gospel started with Jesus, and there were only 12 men. And then later it extended to 72. And then later it extended to 120. And later it extended to thousands of people up till how we get to you and I to hear the gospel message. So, partnership, which is cooperation, is involved in the dissemination of the gospel. I mean, we've been in this service for about 30, 40 minutes. Some people came before we all came to clean up this place, to get this place ready for service. They did sound check. And some people sang, like we say, to usher us into the presence of the Lord, even though we have not left our presence. Some people are still working as we are preaching now. Some people, after we are gone, we still walk. When you look at the whole chain, some people will probably go out on evangelism in different areas today. Today is Connect Day. Yeah. So, everything, when you put it together, it is called the partnership of the gospel. You are here. I mean, if you've been here, maybe one or twice is when our generator has shut down. We don't speak in tongue for generator to work. It means every time it is full. And it means that we have money to buy the diesel, isn't it? And where is the money coming from? We didn't meet it at the entrance. It is from you and I. So we gave at every opportunity that we have. And that same money, we use it to print handbill. We use it to do every other thing that we do. So my contribution, my part, it is actually for the extension of the gospel. So it is called partnership in the gospel. Praise the Lord. So for every soul that God saved, or that is going to get saved, Each time we have outreach, some people gave towards that. Some people were part of it. Some people carried the speaker. Some people amplified our voice so that we can preach the gospel. Some people play so that we can see. Some people put the media together. So it is called partnership in the gospel. Praise the Lord. So what is God's design? Matthew 24 verse 14. That's the number one design of God. Matthew 24 verse 14, he said, and this gospel of the kingdom, I mean, the world is broken, ravaged in sin. The first Adam missed it. The second Adam came in victory. And so he gave us the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that men don't have to live in sin anymore. Men can live victoriously in this world. So he said, this gospel, that's God's design. This gospel, that is the essence of church. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world. In other words, in the ethnos, in the system, in the cosmos, as a witness. Everyone has the opportunity for every post that you see on IG, for every Twitter, whether somebody responds to it or not, that's a witness. And the Bible didn't talk about where you are. It said, whoever believes shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So, this gospel, that's God's design. As a witness to all the nations, then things will be wrapped up. This dispensation will be wrapped up for a new heaven and a new heart. Second desire of God, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy 2, 4. God desire. So when we partner in the gospel, we are partnering with God because he desired that all men, even the one that you utterly condemn in your own estimate, that God can't save this one. Mm-mm. The desire of God is that all men to be saved and then come. I can't write people off. You can't. Because God is the creator of human beings. And his desire that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And who is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to God except through him. So the gospel is about Jesus. And that's God's design. Thirdly, Psalm 68, verse 11 that we read earlier on, is God's design. He said he gave his word. Who is the word? Jesus. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. He gave the word that all men may be saved through him. So great was the company of those who proclaimed it. What is the design of God? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 18 to 20. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 18 to 20. He said, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us. So if you are in this room this morning, you've at one point or the other received or accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you are no more living in hostility. You are God's beloved. You are the apple of his eye. So he reconciled you to himself through Jesus Christ. And he has also given us. So it is selfish if all that we want is for us to just get saved. No. The gospel is that you are saved. But he has also given you what? A ministry. When we talk about ministry, people think, oh, the people who occupy the fivefold ministry, they are just the ministry. No, they are just to train us for the work of the ministry. Praise God. So every believer has a ministry of reconciliation. A ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. That is, what is that ministry? That God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing. That's an accounting word, isn't it? Imputing their trespasses to them and has committed to us. So he hasn't committed to angels. He hasn't committed to the government. The best, and I understand that is a stolen template from the church. The best any government will do anywhere in the world is rehabilitation. It's therapy. You know that it was the church who started the prison system. You don't know? In those days, what we do in Nigeria, that's what is applicable all over the world. Once a thief is called, they take the thief to the public space and they stone the thief or the robber or whatever, they stone them to death. And so, in the ages, when they leave them as dead, Christians will come in the night and they will secretly, that was why it was very easy when they killed Jesus, that they requested for his body. So they will secretly take those people away, nurse them, and then they regain their health, and then train them so that they can become useful when they get back into the society. So when they realized that the church was getting more results, the state now adopted that template. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have a ministry. God reconciled the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us what? The word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then we are what? Ambassadors. We are partners in this gospel. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. And that's still the thing. God wants you to be a soul winner. God wants you to be a partner in the gospel. Hey, whatever you do, life vocation, it is secondary. The primary vocation that you and I have as believer is the ministry of reconciliation. So on that job, as you stand as a doctor, as an engineer, you have a ministry of reconciling men back to God. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let me quickly read that same verse of scripture from the Passion Translation also put it in a very good perspective. It says, now, verse 17, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything about your life, about my life, is fresh and new. And God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. In other words, it was through the anointed one that God was shepherding the world, not even keeping records of their transgression, and he has entrusted to us the ministry of opening the door of reconciliation to God. We are ambassador of the anointed one who carried the message to the world, as though God were tenderly pleading with them directly through our lips. So we tenderly plead with you on Christ's behalf. Thank you, whoever sent a credit to me just now. Maybe the person is not in this service, but MTVU, whatever, came on my phone and was blocking my reading view. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I should thank, if I say thank you now, I will get more, Abby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, every believer has a ministry. That's God's design. And lastly, God's design, Romans 1:16. That's God's design. I am not ashamed. So, if you are in Christ, if I am in Christ, there's no need to be ashamed. We have something that the world needs. How many of you agree with me? People who do therapy, they sometimes relapse. I know someone who passed on last night. Gifted. When I say gifted. Because that was the pain for me. When she sings, her whole body vibrates. That's how anointed she was. But she passed on yesterday.
Hey.
And you know, at the point, of course, she gave up on life. That's why she passed on. Because there is something about man, even in sickness. He said, the spirit of man will sustain him in his infirmities. What am I saying? The way I interpret that is that, hey, another one has gone. Because she was just someone that you look out for. What am I saying? The life that we all live is like a vapor. So, you and I are here. Let's maximize it. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. If I see someone sniffing drug now, I know the solution. You know the solution. It's the gospel that can break the power of that addiction. So Paul says, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. The country is hard. There is pressure. And people are taking to drugs all around us every day. What is it that gives people hope? It's Jesus. People are confused all around us. What is it that gives people peace of mind? Courage in the face of fear. Courage in the place of doubt is the gospel. Anyone who wants to be high is high to run away from a temporary problem. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So Paul says, I am not ashamed of this gospel. When it comes to it, it is the power of God to salvation. All that I need to get people is to just preach the gospel to get them to a place of believing it. Even if they don't believe it on the spot, a seed has been sown. Because people are selfish in our world. Everybody minds their own business. But if you go out of your way to mind other people's businesses by preaching about Jesus to them, you are saved a soul. Only God knows who is next among us. So I am not ashamed. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone. So we should not be ashamed of the gospel. That's God's design. So what is partnership in the gospel? It's a process by which every one of us, each believer, becomes three things. Number one, a participator, a proclaimer, and a promoter of the gospel. You don't choose one. You live to become the three. You become a participator. You become a proclaimer. You become a promoter. You know that these three things we do with football. Have you ever thought about it? So there are some people who participate, and so they bet. When it comes to football, they bet with huge amount of money. There are so many people who are proclaimers. So they wear the jersey, they wear whatever. You know that that team is playing that day. And they are not ashamed to proclaim it. Football, after Jesus, is the most unifying force in the universe. Some of you are already thinking about your team that lost yesterday. No, that's not. Just come. I'm just trying to relate it to life experiences. If you are an Arsenal fan, you are not ashamed. You wear the jersey, even in the midst of Man U fans.
Yes, sir.
Or Chelsea, you wear the blues all the way. You can walk through the streets, no shame. Even if it is how many goals on your head, you are still walking. You say, oh, we will do better next season. There is hope. So, in football, there are promoters. I was discussing with PG, and he told me, and I'm going to ask the person. He said, there is only one person that he knows that can buy me jersey. The person is listening now, so I will see you at the end of the service. Do you know that people literally spend £2,000 on souvenirs? By the time they put jersey, hand wrist, and all the £2,000 is gone. That's how much people can be committed. So, who is a participator? The one who is involved. So, we are participators of the gospel. So, we involved in through the medium of prayers. You pray for souls. You have people in your family who are not saved. You have colleagues who are not saved. Some of you pray for your team to win, isn't it? But I said to people, God is all football. Nigeria is supposed to practice and go. We do 2 weeks and then we do that before we play a match. Irony. God will just take his eyes away and see whoever has practiced. Some people are prepared for World Cup. For 8 years, they've been preparing. We are better now, isn't it? But we still look at this lock of prayer applicable in football, Nigeria. No, but you are a participator. Let's get back to the gospel. Tune your mind off football. Please, let's get back to the gospel. So, it's a process by which each believer becomes a participator. The one who is involved. You are not just saying, oh, my soul is saved. Oh, my brothers and sisters are saved. Oh, we are all pastors in our family. Oh, we are all evangelists. And that's all to it. No, you are still involved. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. You are involved in prayer. You are involved actively with your time, actively with your talent, actively with your treasure. If you open the gate of heaven or you approach the gate of heaven, nobody will ask you, my brother, how is Stanbic Bank or how was Stanbic Bank? It's the gospel that matters. And if you read the book of Revelation, when they see everything give up their dead and all that, nobody is asking any, how did you die? What is it that you have done with this? He said, on his thigh is written the word of God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. People bow in worship from every nation, from every tongue, from every kindred. He gives us a picture that what really matters in this world, sometimes we trivialize it. And it's the gospel that matters. So we must become participators. Paul says to those people, he said, I remember at you each time at the mention of you in my prayer. The Philippians church were not the richest church. But they understood the gospel. And they understood what it means to be a partner in the gospel. Praise God. So who is a proclaimer? The one who announces officially. And publicly, actively sharing. Actively. For some of us on our DPs and all that, we are not afraid about our football club. For some of us, we are not afraid to share jokes on WhatsApp. For some of us, we are not afraid to disseminate. Some of those messages have been 5 years. They call them wax messages. We still forward them. Some of those messages that instill fear in the heart of people, I delete. And they are now kidnapping people in Lagos. This is the new device. They can't kidnap me, so why should I be reading it? And you are easy. Everybody is comfortable to forward that. Let us be careful in Lagos. Some people over this weekend, they sat on one bridge, that the whole bridge is going to collapse any moment from now. I said, see, what is all these things? But some people are quick to share that. But when it comes to John 3:16, they say, let everybody, people's faith is in their heart. No. We must become the proclaimer. I am not ashamed. You are not ashamed. I am not ashamed. In fact, what I said to the media is exactly what I was being encouraged. Number one, there are so much evil in our world. People need to hear the good news. Number one, whatever publicity I get into in terms of writing articles, showing my face, it is for the purpose of the kingdom, the gospel, not for me. Jesus must be preached. Jesus must be exalted. Where people are sick, Jesus as the healer must enter. Where people are confessed, Jesus as the one who gives divine direction must enter. My appearance anywhere must be an appearance of peace. So I must become a proclaimer. Thirdly, the promoter is a person or company who finances or organizes an event. A promoter is a person or a company. All these definitions, they are dictionary definitions. So they are not even there. It must be. A promoter is a person or a company who finances or organizes an event. So in this case, the gospel. The gospel. People need borehole in their community. We finance it. Young graduates, looking for a job, we prepare them. Those are things that we do. I mean, I got an email yesterday that I should come and write a test. And you know, people buy up email addresses. That I should come and write a test somewhere tomorrow. But I should bring along 2,000 naira. So if I'm a young graduate, I don't have a job. So I should pay. Apart from being a scam, really, but that's the way people think. So we are promoters.